With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the fall season edition of the Outdoor Podcast, proudly created by bowhunterplanet.com. This show is really cool because it does focus on outdoor activities and other things people like to do in the outdoors, including hunting, camping, fishing, and all the above. So make sure you guys tune in for this great season coming up in our fall 2024 podcast. The show today is brought to you in part by Easton Archery, Gas Bowstrings, Trophy Ridge, Moultrie Mobile, Vapor Trail, Burris Optics, The Bow Hitch, and caffeine provided by Deer Camp Coffee. Now, on to the show. Hey guys, welcome to the Outdoor Podcast. It is Prime Launch Day, and Brian is here in-house again, as he was last year, but this time we're using the different set today, so kind of fun. We are going to show you what they're launching and talk about kind of the concepts behind it. And this is definitely an eye-catching bow, what you're about to see with this new one. Not only that, I have heard the term, it's going to break the internet, and I really think it will, because it's so different. And I have to say, you know, hats off right off the bat, because this is, you know, when we talk about what can a company change, mm-hmm. right? We've said this so many times with all the brands, not just you guys. Like, what can they possibly do, you know? And we've seen over the years the slow, change into the IMS, right? The Picatinny on the front. Everybody's yep. doing those things, right? Everybody's moving towards that. And so you see it. One company does it. One other one grabs similar, and it kind of keeps going up till everything kind of becomes equal again. And then you see some different things from different brands on limbs. Of course, we've seen that and different things. But this is much different than I ever expected. And I don't think I could have ever called anything like this.
I don't think anybody could. I mean, you know, Prime, we've always kind of pushed the limits on what we feel can make a better shooting bow. Center grip, the swerve, started with the parallel cam, now to the, which was the inline, now mm-hmm. to the core cam where the strings line up. We've always pushed the limit on making sure we have the most accurate bow out there. Well, carbon has been the next thing the industry's kind of really been pushing at over the last couple of years. But the problem with carbon is one, the amount of inconsistency from riser to riser to riser. One, being American made. A lot of people don't know. A lot of the risers out there are not made in America when it comes to carbon. But it's just, you know, being able to have a great mating surface for your high-end rest, your sights, things like that. So what we've been able to do is actually take what we're really good at, which is a center grip bow, and figure out how to blend that with carbon in the right way. So we're calling it AST, which is Advanced Structure Technology, which will kind of open us up for the future. But right now, it's going to be an aluminum center core of the bow, carbon tubes that are American-made carbon tubes, overbuilt, really strong, with a mating surface of another aluminum section of the riser that meets to your pockets where your screws, your limbs, everything's going to be tied to it. So,
I mean, this is like nothing. I can't even imagine. You know, when you first showed it to me, I was kind of blown away, to be honest, because I just didn't expect to see this. And I don't even know what to say, because it looks so cool and unique. And
I do feel like this is going to change the game, specifically for Prime. I think that what you're about to see happen with sales is going to go skyrocket, because this is like the coolest thing. People are going to see it and just want it because of how cool it looks.
Absolutely.
I mean, right off the bat.
There's been a couple leaks out there, so a couple people have been able to see similar. It was an original prototype that kind of got leaked. So a lot of the cleaned up edges, a lot of the small changes have kind of, you know, brought to what you're seeing today. Yeah, it's going to change the process of how bows are manufactured, at least for Prime and probably the industry at some point. I mean, you know, all bows or all aluminum bows are built off of forging or a structure of some sort, mm-hmm. extrusion, which is a long, oversized piece of aluminum. It's not cheap to machine. It's not easy to make. They're not easy to design. Now we have a system where we have a top, bottom, and a middle. So you have three independent pieces that we can change year to year. We can get a much more advanced bow year to year than I think any other brand's going to be able to in the future. So the future for Prime is looking really bright with the new system.
I mean, it almost feels kind of modular.
It is.
Like, I feel like if someone was to come back and say, oh, I really want a different color. So I'm just saying, like,
if you really look at it, I mean, go in depth at it. At some point, it could be
different colors. You could do three different colors.
It could be different lengths. I mean, it's really,
very interesting.
Yeah.
The length. I didn't even think of that.
There's a modularity system to it that definitely could be an advancement for the future.
Yeah, so. This is crazy, dude. I love it. I just love the fact this is like your, you know, a pocket area. You just have this little piece. You guys are just shoving that in. I mean, it's genius. And the thing that's cool about it to me, if like just some random company did this, I'd be like, I don't know about that. Since I know it's Prime, I know it's going to be bad bones and it's going to be well done and to the best of its ability. I know it's not going to break or have issues. That's why I feel like amazed by this, because it's a premium brand company doing something like this is so cool.
Yeah, when you get done with this, guys, check out our launch videos. We're showing a lot of the technical side of what got us to this point. Scott Prater and Nate are the two main engineers, even Casey on this. They did a great job kind of bringing this from eight, 9 years of development and talking about carbon and what can we do with carbon that was more consistent. You know, we're metallurgists at heart. We're very high precision. Like, how do we take something that is very popular like carbon and bring it to where we feel in the manufacturing process and the ability to make the best bow? And it was basically being able to take individual pieces and build the perfect spot, the perfect pieces at each spot. So
let's talk about the things that are the same on the bow, mm-hmm. from past bows.
Yep.
So it looks to me, and maybe I'm off on this, but it looks to me we got the same cams.
Same core cam system we've had in the past.
Cams, right?
Different size cams, center, top or bottom, because of center grip. It's same system. Everybody's loved the core cam over the last 2 years. We are coming out with a higher performance mod. It'll be out sometime in first quarter, so between January and April. I don't know exactly when they're going to be finished up, but that'll give you 7 or 8 feet. So there is a little advancement there, but they're going to ship right off the bat with the standard mods. Wide stance pocket system, wide stance limb. We did go a little bit narrower, so in the shim system, which is our shim, is a little different than most. It's a pop in, you don't have to take the axles out. So it's actually, I got the tool in my pocket, I believe. Yeah, right here. So basically, you can pop the shims in and out of the bow to be able to shim it back and forth. I mean, there's a lot of brands that are going out there with a movable pocket or a piece that moves the axle back and forth or the limb. Those are great systems. The shim is the simplest, easy, most consistent system that we've still found to this day. So we're staying with that. Center grip, you know, same thing there. So the, you know, best balancing bows on the system. The swerve, which is basically the center section. A lot of risers are straight below the grip. The problem with that is a lot of brands are having to go with trusses and things like that, which they all look cool, but you're only stiffening up the riser in that section. What we want to do is actually make this shelf and this shelf match. So when you draw, you have a riser that's flexing exactly top for bottom. So that's something we've had for the last 7, 8 years. Underneath the grip, we have our aerogel. So this is going to be a grip that's going to stay warm from -20 to 80 degrees. It's going to feel nice and warm to your hand. You don't have to worry about having a carbon section of the riser to stay warm. And what a lot of guys don't realize on that is that section underneath the grip on most carbon bows is aluminum anyways. So it's really not as carbon as what people think. So
interesting. This thing's so cool, man. Like, this is so cool. Like, I can't believe it. Like, it's not nothing like I would have thought. I could see where the little more narrow there. Yeah,
yep. It's about a just over a quarter of an inch overall. You'll really
see. It's weird. You can tell, though. You know,
yeah,
like, if I had the RVX here, you'd be like, oh,
yep. Yep, so a little more sleeker there. You know, talking to our guys, so we had about 15 of these across the country for the last 3 months. Started with getting a couple guys. The Brockhouse boys took them to Alaska and pounded the hell out of them. You know, beat them up on the trip, beat them up on caribou hunts. They've killed multiple animals since, to elk hunts, to axis hunts. So we've went from, you know, 110 degree weather in Texas down to negative degrees. I mean, really wanted to put these things through the paces. I mean, internal testing is always great, and everybody wants that proven to make sure a system like this is going to hold up. But we also wanted to get out there, highs, colds, you know, beat them up, sand, dust, things like that. I mean, they've just been over the top. I mean, everybody that's put them in their hand. The nice thing about it is lighter bows, you tend to have to go heavier on your stabilizers, you know, so everybody wants a light bow, but then they make it heavier by putting a bunch of bars and things like that on it. Yeah. This system, 9 out of 10 guys that we've sent these to have put exact same systems they put on their RVXs onto these and shot them the same. So you're really losing weight, being able to sustain the same stability without having to really add any more weight because of how the balancing is. So
let's talk about the stats, I guess.
Yeah.
What do we got for weight, axle?
4.1 pounds, so we're right at 4 pounds with an aluminum, you know, chassis. We are 34 inches axle to axle, 6 1/8 inch brace height, 336 IBO on it. Actually, 338. I'm sorry about that. 338 on this one. That will be with the performance mods. The standard ones are going to be around 332 to 334. It's about 6 to 8 feet per second difference there. What else do we got?
These new here?
So we went with a new dampener. We had to go narrow on the limbs, so we did a lot of testing. Internally this year, we bought our own injection molding machine, something we've always used as an outside source. And we're doing more testing. Our facility's been able to machine and do dampeners in different sizes, shapes, things like that. Some of the coolest looking ones don't work really well. So the one we found is that it's a more of a blocky shape, but man, does it really take the vibration out the little bit that's left. So, so we went with a little bit chunkier style, a little bit thicker, a little more, you know, focused on noise and vibration. That some guys have come after us the last couple of years, or in general, prime noise or sound. We want to make sure that if we come out with a carbon bow, it's going to be the quietest, deadest in the hand carbon bow out there. So,
As far as models, this can be the only model for now.
So this will be the only model in the AST version this year. We will have a RVX 32 plus and an RVX 34 plus. We went to the same narrower limb system and shim system on the RVX, so we're able to take the RVX down a little bit more, still have that flask. There's some guys that just aren't going to want to jump up to that $1,500, $1,600 price point, so we're still taking care of those guys at a 32 and a 34-inch chassis. But we feel with a price point that we feel is really competitive, basically cheaper than any other carbon out there, it'd still be able to kind of be affordable. So,
is this going to be available in the Ronin? You got a Ronin extra or something like this.
So the cool thing about the future is this is, like we were talking about AST, advanced structure technology, the right materials in the right places, aluminum, the grip, carbon where carbon needs to be. There's an opportunity to maybe use some new materials, things like that, to come out with a form in the future, a Ronin in the future. Not this year, but I mean,
Ronin's not going. Yeah, well, sky's the limit.
Yeah, sky's the limit on it. So
decide how you want. So, if I wanted this bow, obviously it's going to be this way right now, but I'm saying, like, for you in your design work, you guys do this when you take it back and go behind the scenes and all that. If you were going to take this to a 30 inch axle, does that mean you would take out carbon to do that? So, or would that go somewhere else?
So it depends on the future. So you could possibly just take down the carbon shorter. I mean, there is obviously string designs. You got to make sure all your deflections, things like that.
Yeah.
So right now, we're not 100% sure. It's a possibility of just making shorter versions and testing it, or just having different components to be able to build that. The center section may be the same, but the tops and bottoms might be a little slightly different. But the future's kind of open for us.
I have to admit, no matter what happens here, though, I like the look of it. Like, even if you didn't have the carbon here, I still like something about this bow is sleek and very unique looking. You know, like, it looks wonderful.
Appreciate that.
It's very, I can't explain it, but it looks just so narrow and it, you know, kind of what I feel like, you know, we talked about in the past, but like, you know, dual cam bows, you know, back to like the narrowness of just one limb, right?
Yep.
And this is getting closer because you're actually everybody went so big.
Yep.
And now this one, you're like, you know what, we can actually shave that down, still be stable, still be a hard hitting bow. And
that was a question a dealer, or actually a sales rep, called me on this morning. It's like, hey, I got a dealer asking, compare the RVX compared to the new bows. why did you go narrower if we've always been pushing this narrower system or this wider system for more? Well, one, in the last couple of years, axles have got a lot bigger, so they're stiffer. Limb materials, things designed like that have gone stronger and things like that. But the biggest thing is being able to have a riser as stiff as what we've been able. This is the stiffest riser we've been able to. So we've been able to actually narrow that down and not have to worry about some of those components being able to stiffen up the other parts of the bows.
I mean, I feel like there's also learning. I mean, you guys are learning too. Like, let's try this wide one, and everybody else try it. Let's try a wide one, right? You know what I mean? Like, I get it completely. I think it's interesting though. Like some of the bows that have long passed, people still want those bows. Like I bring in a classic bow and show them an old bow, they're like, dude, I still want that bow. I take that. And it's just interesting. And that's like a simplified, weak bow compared to like what we have today. But again, there's something about simplicity that people love.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we hear it all the time. I mean, if anybody that's listening, probably half of you had this bow. I had one of these at my time, the Switchback. I mean, Switchback.
Creed is kind of
the Creed, the Switchback. Simple, narrow designs that worked well. I mean, if you talk to Nate, our head engineer, he'd love to go back to a fixed limb.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a solid limb. I mean, the being able to have two limbs instead of two, or even
you can narrow the whole,
or four, or, you know, some brands are up to eight limbs this year, you know, now. Like, to be able to simplify that, I think, is the future of the industry, is being able to kind of go back that direction a little bit. So I think you're going to see some of that in the future.
Yeah. I think so too. I think, why not, right? And that's what I've been saying for years. Like, it's time to, like, I feel like most bow companies should consider, and I know there's a cost issues here. I understand there's a business part of this too, but it would be nice for each company to come up with an idea of a classic version. And the classic version could be like the Ronin, that's a stripped down, you know, but it gets back to the roots.
It's back to the roots.
So, like, whether that for you would be, you know, like doing the, you guys had all those interesting ones. The double cam, right? That's what it was. I was thinking, like, what was it they did? Oh, yeah, the
parallel
double
cam.
So maybe that's something like that, because, you know, maybe there'd be a buyer group that says, oh, my God, I want that bow back. Yes, you know. What I'd like to see you guys do, and this is absolutely incredible for the higher end, but for the lower end, I would love to see a shorter Ronin, like a 32, a 30, a 28, something that's small, compact, and the same price.
You know what I mean? You're right.
So that bow hunters have that option to say, oh, sweet, you know, I'm a tree stand hunter, and I want, because that Ronin's awesome bow, and it shoots amazing. But I'm thinking in my head, like, well, how can I make it better? To me, it would be like getting rid of weight by crunching it, you know.
No, that's there's a lot of guys that have asked for a shorter one, and we're not opposed to it. We've just kind of specialized this. And one thing, you know, a lot of guys don't even think about when they go to Prime, or when they pick a Prime up, they'll see a 32 or a 34, where most other brands are sitting 29 to 30, and then like a 31 or 32, even a 33, is the length of the bow above the grip. So when you're in a blind, when you're in a tree stand, the most important thing is usually what's above your head. You know, do you have a branch above your head? Do you have a blind?
That's a good point.
Well, our center grip puts more of that bow below the grip. So actually, maneuverable, our bows do, you know, a 34 is more like a 32 to 31 and a half. A 32 is more like closer to 30 when it gets to that size. But totally understand.
Listen,
totally,
Brian, understand. I'm not going to throw you under the bus, but I want a commitment, 28. Dude, no. I'm telling you. Here's the thing. Here's what I see Prime. Like, I feel you guys have done an absolutely stunning job in the West, right? The Western hunters, Prime, it just really works well, and which is hard to believe realistically, because you're a Michigan company, so you would never think like they would be focused and be able to, you know, capture that Western market or do a good job on it, but you guys did, which is incredible.
Any short-sighted spy in the field can provide you with images. Only the Moultrie Edge 2 cell cams provide tactical reconnaissance. High-resolution photos and videos paired with detailed intel of where game is most active. Built for simplicity, just turn on your Edge 2 cell cam and it will auto-connect to one of the four major cellular networks, while our easy-to-use app arms you with game plan so you can determine where and when to hunt. Don't just capture images. Gather intelligence.
The most advanced range-finding bow sight is now even better. Introducing the Oracle 2 from Burris. Based on customer feedback, we improved the pin brightness control, refined the LRF adjustment system, and brightened the aiming ring. There's still no glass to scratch, fog, glare, or break, and the fail-safe 20-yard pin has your back no matter what. At the push of a button, you instantly get the yardage to target. Extend your ethical distance with the Oracle 2 from Burris. Burris.
But Easton match-grade shafts undergo a far more meticulous straightness check, with razor tolerance at both ends, the center, and the critical quarter locations. Discover the ultimate in precision and made in USA quality.
visit your authorized Easton dealer and pick up your Easton Match Grade Pro Shop Series arrows today.
And now, that was what I was saying, the only opposite of that would be the shortest bow you can make
exactly.
for the Midwest hunter. That would be the only opposite effect that would then go after some of your other competitors, you know, directly at home, you know, for the shorter bow. That's all.
And we're looking at that. I mean, the future is definitely going to give us some of those options for sure. You know,
where do
I mean?
You see the tuning going? Because obviously we've seen a big tuning push this year from multiple brands
multiple
in the
brands.
Limb areas, the cable areas. You guys have had a system, so you're not really concerned with it, I would assume. But do you think we're going to see more of that? I mean, there's only about one or two companies who haven't done anything. So I would assume we're going to see them try to do something.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have the shim system and we made it, you know, where it's a C-channel so you can pop in and out without having to remove your axle. So we try to do it in a simple way, which wasn't overly thought. I mean, Nate, anybody that knows Nate, our head engineer, one of the owners, is... He thinks he beats his own drum. Let's put it that way, you know. So he's really wanted to look at the small breakdown of those components when it comes to screws and materials, things like that stretch and bend. Mm-hmm. And we don't realize
yeah.
it's so minimal, but to him, it thinks differently. So that's why we haven't done a crazy amount of those, but also it's kind of a Band-Aid, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We do really, really strong to make sure our risers, every single one is perfect out of the factory. We measure them from the factory. You know, as soon as they come out of the machines, this new process, we're going to measure as soon as they're bonded, as soon as they're strung up.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
We have a new instrument to be able to check these things for, mm-hmm. you know, checking against for straightness. And
yeah.
then when we build these, we measure them. And then when we cycle them, every bow that leaves the factory cycled 100 times. Not another brand out there that does it. That sets things in pockets, limbs, strings, things like that. But also to make sure that the bow is perfectly straight.
Yeah.
So what we try to do is build the best bow so we're not having to put as many of those options on there. But I understand the ability out there. There's a
yeah.
lot of guys out there that really want those. But we're going to try to build a better bow so you don't need as many.
It's interesting. I never heard someone say the word Band-Aid with that. I never thought of it that way, but you're kind of right. Like, you shouldn't really need to do that. And the other thing that's interesting, too, is that people – I don't know necessarily the consumer gives a crap. I think it's more the pro shop.
It's more
the
pro
ones
shop.
That have to deal with yep. the issue when it comes in. And I've heard so many horror stories on both sides, you know, from the pro shops about certain bow brands and certain tuning systems and not having it, taking it all apart, you know. So I get it. But like you said, I didn't think of it from that perspective.
And it's not, we're not saying no by any means. If we
yeah.
think of a system that can keep things straight.
That you need.
And you need, yeah. then we're in. But everything that's out there right now is either shifting mm-hmm. a limb pocket, a limb, a cam, at an angle, you know, inducing, you know,
yeah,
like it's just like,
that, yeah.
like
kinda pressurizing to
yeah,
a certain area.
Exactly. We want something that's simple and bulletproof.
One time,
you know,
one time I got a bow come in. So we used to get, you know, we get bows from a lot of people, of
oh,
course,
yeah.
and sometimes we get bows from overseas. And I had a bow come in. I'm not exaggerating, dude. It was like this. Like, that was down, mm-hmm. and that was like this, and I thought, oh my God, I'm not shooting that, send it back.
I mean, that shows right there, you know like, how much people are paying attention when they're actually building these bows, you know? I mean, same thing when you look at some of the systems out there that are shifting pockets and things like that. You're shifting it out of center.
Yeah.
To make the bow shoot right. Is that right? Is that wrong?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point.
I mean, if it shoots an arrow, it shoots an arrow. I understand that. But if I look at it and I get behind the bow and something's like this, just because it shoots perfect, there's something wrong.
Yeah,
there,
something's not right.
And I get that some people have different grips. I mean, that's a major thing. I think Matthews did a good job this year adding multiple grips and options. You know, Hoyt's had an option. Bowtech has the being able that.
You guys could do that. You could do angles. Yeah, you could add that. You could just add some. I mean, if you wanted, you could easily just this one piece.
Yeah, just the back section.
You could literally have seven of those in different colors. But again, that's a cost. It's a molding thing you have to look into. Do you want to have it? So, like, a good example is I went to one of the archery shops here locally, and they had the grips from Matthews, and I filmed them. I'm like, this is great, you know, and it's cool. They give you this cool box. Yep. It opens up. It's very seductive looking, right? You have this nice box and all these different options, right? And I'm like, that's pretty bad bones. How much are these? $100 each. I'm like, that's a lot. Now, I understand. Don't get me wrong. I understand business. You got to make money. But like, if you could sell just the one piece that's on an angle for $25 or $35 or $50. I mean, I still think you would sell.
It needs to be affordable. You know,
it's got to be affordable. $100 a little bit pushing it, because it's like, how do I know which one I want? Like, can I put it in there and try every one?
And that's it. Especially if you are looking at an option to fit your hand better or to reduce torque. Now, which one do you get? What are you really looking at? Is there a system out there to really put your hand on a bow and go, okay, I need more of a left grip. I need more of a right grip.
Yeah.
There's not really anything out there until you put it out there and shoot it through paper walk back tune or whatever it may be. So you may buy one, but it may not be the right one. It may be more comfortable, but will it make you a better shooter?
One of the best parts about this grip I love is that you guys have the front plate. And it's very important, because that front plate, a lot of companies don't have the front plate. They have a nice back plate, but then my hand goes around it and it, boom, you know, I'm freezing my fingertips. I have Raynaud's disease on my hands and feet. So they turn white, like, and it hurts like a mofo. So like, my hands get cold or my feet. It doesn't even have to be like wet or anything like that. Like, I could be in a cold, stagnant environment and my fingers just start turning pure white.
Really?
It's so painful. And it's basically like, I don't even know how to explain it. It just hurts so bad. And so anytime, a lot of times you'll see me, I always have hand warmers. This has been my, oh my God, savior, this thing right here. Because I use that all the time when I'm hunting.
Yeah, it was a build, one, to make the grip comfortable, but two, to be able to put that aerogel on the front and the back. Your hand wraps around your grip. I mean, you shouldn't be death gripping the bow, but when you're carrying the bow, either way as you're carrying out or going in or just in the tree stand, I mean, you got a little bit of a death grip when the buck of your lifetime walks in. You want to be able to sit there comfortable until you have that opportunity to draw or pull or whatever it may be. So yeah, we made it as a wraparound system, you know, and we wanted the grip to be consistent all the way around. Yeah, you got a little seam in the middle, but it's the same shape and feel front all the way back around. So,
or you could use the bow hitch. Sponsor plug to carry your bow out. I love shameless plugs in there, but no, I actually do use the bow hitch a lot, and it's so amazing.
No, a lot of those add-on features are pretty cool.
Walk on, it doesn't affect anything. It's amazing. And people are like, oh, you don't need that. I'm like, well, that's up to you, but I prefer to not touch the bow, carry out, and then if I need to slip it off, I can, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is sweet, dude. This is like definitely mind blowing. I did not expect what I see here today. When I heard the word carbon mixed with aluminum or metal, I just wasn't sure how that was going to be, but I didn't expect this. Like, I thought maybe this would be all carbon, and then you would have the shelf be metal. Because I knew this was going to be metal because of this. So I was like, there's no way Brian's getting rid of that grip. There's no way. They've been pushing that for years, and they got, you know, there's no reason to. So I just assumed somehow it was going to be all carbon here. And this is even cooler to me.
And that may be an option for the future, but right now, consistency.
What about colors?
So in the form, you can get the four solid color risers. So you can get Ridge Rock, Morel, Recon Gray, and Black, and then you can get any of the colors on the limbs you want.
For more than 20 years, Trophy Ridge has developed tools that bow hunters trust and continue to lead the way in bow hunting innovation. Our field-proven products dish out dirt naps all over the world. We've manufactured and sold millions of products along the way, each one strategically designed to give you a distinct advantage in the field. From the backyard and competitive courses to the backcountry and Midwest cornfields, our products remain lethal, accurate, and continue to help you react to the situation at hand. Trophy Ridge accessories give you confidence regardless of the situation. Our sights, rest, stabilizers, quivers, and releases set you up to be successful season after season. There are plenty of factors to think about on the hunt. Your gear shouldn't be one of them. We're Trophy Ridge, and we build the tools that bow hunters trust.
We are outdoors people, boating, fishing, hunting, and we are coffee lovers. My husband and I, we met at a coffee shop about 20 years back. So we've grown to love different blends, different beans, and different types of coffee. And throughout our time together, we decided that we wanted to create something for ourselves. So that's where this all came into play. And it's not just an outdoorsman, it's women, men, children. It's the community that come in here and they like it. They sit down at our cafe. They might have a venison hot dog, a cold brew coffee, and they enjoy their time here.
I was talking earlier on a live stream about a month ago about prime bows, and we were talking about like how shootable they are. Mm-hmm. And like for me, it fits me very well and it shoots very well. In fact, it's funny. So some of you guys might know this, might not, but we just started this kind of this separate concept this year called the Hunt Club, which we love for you guys to take part in too. If you want to send videos, feel free. But Prime came in and said, oh, we'll help support that idea. We like the idea. So we gave a couple bows to two teammates, Ron and Jay, and they are obsessed with their bow. Like they are obsessed with the Prime. And that's a big deal because Ron is one of the pickiest shooters I've ever met in my life. And when I told him, like, oh, we're gonna move to Prime, he's like, well, do I really have to shoot it? I'm like, just give it a chance, right? See what you think. And now he sold his Matthews.
I think that's the biggest thing, that it's just giving us a chance to put the bow in your hand. One, I think the new form is gonna do that. Oh, people are gonna have to shoot it.
People are gonna,
as soon as they're gonna see it, they're gonna have to shoot
it. This is a win for you guys in that sense alone.
People don't realize, I mean, there's a lot of great bows out there, but a lot of those great bows are designed to be great at 6 feet to 10 feet in archery shop. They're mm-hmm. going to be the quietest dead in the hand. And that's what you want. You want a quiet dead. And I think we've accomplished that. But really what makes the difference is getting a bow out to distance 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 yards and being able to actually shoot and feel confident in your bow. And that's where Prime really, I think, kind of swoops in. As soon as you get one and put some time behind it, it really makes the difference. It's, you know, everybody can preach they make the best bow in the market, but I can guarantee we make the most accurate bow in the market, especially when it comes to a hunting platform.
So is the intent to launch three bows then coming up here?
Yes.
Two RVXs? Yep.
Today as the launch, if we're doing this for launch day, we're going to have this bow, the form, and the two RVXs today. So, yep, you'll
32,
see.
32, 34?
32 and 34.
And what can we expect to see, or what is being shown on that bow? Like, what's that look like compared to this bow? Besides the Corbin,
so
of course.
The narrower sections on the backs of the risers to make it a little slimmer, a little cleaner. So the narrower pockets, all the new features that you're seeing in the pockets area is what you're going to see on the RVX Plus. So you'll be able to take the RVX and the RevX over the last couple years.
How much will those be?
$11.99. So same, no change pricing in the aluminum. So we've been able to kind of hold our pricing this year.
That's
a lot of the brands have gone up this year.
Yeah.
You know, being able to hold the price on this bow, or, you know, not hold it, but be coming at a very
well. Speaking of that, hopefully, you know, we as an industry might see a decline coming up in pricing due to logistics and supply chain and gas, depending on what happens in the new administration.
Yep, we'll see about that.
Not for sure, but, you know, that could in the next couple of years start to really change, you know, what you guys are able to do with cost, you know. But the good news for you guys in this bow is it's so different and unique that I think pro shops are going to want to carry it who aren't carrying it, because people are going to come asking for it, you know. And that's one of the things about this bow that's going to change the industry, I think, because it's just – I really like the –
like almost like the squareness of it. Like it just looks so cool, that whole area right there.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's, I'll be honest, that's why we're here. It's at beautiful. December 10th launching is beautiful. The amount of dealers that our sales reps have walked into or called have been just like, yeah, I got to have it. I got to have it. And we expected to be a splash. I think we're a little surprised on how big the splash is, and that's what kind of put us back, because we wanted to make sure every single Prime dealer has one of these on launch day. So it did push us back a little bit, a couple weeks of production, just to be able to produce that many more bows, which isn't a bad thing. It just, we happen to be the last guys to the launch party, but I think we're probably the most innovative guys to come to the launch party this year. I mean, there's been a lot of cool bows this year launched. I don't think anybody's gone out of the wheelhouse that they're normally into. This is probably the biggest advancement, I think, and the biggest jump that any brand's taken this year. And we're excited to do it. We're excited to be the first, you know? I mean, Nate has put his heart, passion, and soul into thinking outside the box, and I think we've done it. I think we're doing something totally different, something guys are going to be totally surprised the first time they draw this bow back and shoot it, and how dead in the hand, how quiet it is. You know, how stiff it is. I mean, how easy it is to set up. I mean, like I said, all those guys that we've set up, you know, 15 guys across the country, I mean, they were shooting or hunting within days of owning this bow without, you know. And you know, I'm going to call out Jason Matzinger. He's the last guy to usually make the change. Like, we're always having to yell at him, like, dude, we need you to shoot the new bow. Mm-hmm. We got him
second or third bow.
He's like, I got to. And by the time he got it set up, he was like, dude, this thing's awesome. And went out and killed a whitetail, great freaking elk with it. I mean, it's been a great season for our guys that have had these in their hands. I don't know if it's the magic luck or what, or just, you know, they're so consistent, so you know, on board with it. It's been awesome.
I think I should come in the spring and build one. It looks so fun to do. Like, I just want to put it together. This thing looks so cool.
Yeah, it's a whole different system on how gorgeous. This is put together. I mean, guys are so a little worried, and I'm going to call it out. Like, don't be worried, guys. No, I mean, carbon risers out there on the market are hand laid and built. There's 50 to 60 parts in a carbon riser. This is built and welded the right ways.
This is also really thick carbon. We were super talking about thick. This isn't like, it ain't hollow like you think. It's hollow, but like one little line, right? It's not like you think. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to tip it and it goes through. Yeah,
it's not an arrow. Thick. It's not something you can bend or break.
Yeah, plus, there's two of them. So you got double the power. How many pounds are you saying? Something like
that? So around? When we were doing our testing, we basically put our risers and we put pressure in the center of it. And we wanted to hit 700 pounds without failure. So you'll see it in the launch video. We actually hit 1,400 pounds.
Oh, my God.
And our press actually, the riser flexed and the press slipped off of it. Wow. With zero issues at all. I mean, we have a press that we've, you know, basically X-welded these lugs onto it, under the carbon. And we're at 8 tons and we still haven't broke one.
All right, guys. This is nothing close to that amount of poundage. So we're gold. Is this going to be up to 70 pounds?
80 pounds.
80 pounds you can get. Okay.
So we're going the same options that all the bows have been in the past. So we're going up to 80.
We still got IMS. We still got front Picatinny. Yep.
We did get rid of the Flexus this year. So the riser is so stiff, we didn't feel you needed the flexing there, and you don't need the clearance like you did with the parallel cam. So we went to a fixed cable guard system this year.
Okay.
You did point it out just a second ago, some triangles in the riser. So we worked with Tight Spot last year on a quiver and the year before, and they're great. And we loved working with them.
Yeah.
They're probably the best detachable, you know, independent company out there. Well, we're Prime and we want to do our own thing. So this year we have our own two-piece quiver and a one-piece. Sub 7 ounces. So it's going to be ultra light. One twist of the knob to pop it out, one twist of the knob to put it back in. Nice. So the cool thing about it is a lot of the quivers on the market have a system that a post is stuck on the bow or some kind of bracket. You do the twist, the entire bracket comes off.
If you pull the quiver off,
it's 100% clean. Cool. There's nothing left on the riser. It's still based off the Sherpa that we had in the past with the triangle, but now the mount comes with the quiver. So if you're a guy that likes to take your quiver off in the stand, hang it up, your whole mount will come with it. Or if you're a two-piece guy and you want to take it off and put it in your case for travel, the whole system can come off.
Any new rest options yet?
Nope. So not this year. So
what about sight? Anything?
Nope. We're staying our main focus is broadheads and bows.
Anything with G5?
We are working on finishing up. We were supposed to have it last year, but we are working on the crossbow version of the T2.
Oh, cool.
So we feel we will be the only true 500 feet per second crossbow broadhead nice. Out there. We've tested a lot of them. We have a slow-mo camera in-house. And
which
we have,
bows do you have in-house to do it?
We have a Raven and we have a 10-point that are both hitting those speeds. So
perfect.
We couldn't find one that really held, or if it did hold, they didn't open well. So we have our own testing. We kind of have these real-world testings. We have the foam factory that's not far from here mm-hmm. that we have basically built these kind of foam layers through the years, and we know we need to hit between this layer and this layer to be completely open to be our mm-hmm. Be satisfied. And all the broadheads that have stayed shut are not opening at those layers that we feel is going to be an have a good entrance and exit hole. So we've been working on that. So that's something I'll be honest, I think we should be able to have it for ATA, if not just shortly after. But so that's been a big project this year, is just being able to wrap that up. Just keeping up with broadheads, guys. We know Mega Meats and T2s are hard to get once season comes in.
Amazing.
It's you guys that do that for us. I mean, we're so excited to have you guys as our customers and to keep shooting our broadheads. We are adding more and more and more, more processes to, not processes, more ability to build more broadheads for you guys. This is all done in-house.
Yep.
We're American-made. It's tough to do American. We're not waiting on containers. So when we're out, we're building and shipping every single day. So
I'm so excited to shoot some with this. This is on my quiver right now. I'm just waiting for a deer to come out.
So I'm a Mega Meat fan. I'm a Mega Meat junkie. I think most of the guys in the office are.
Yeah,
I did try the T2 this year. I shot my first elk in Idaho on a front quartering shot. It was a cow. Hit her, just missed the shoulder, but on the front end, completely through the body, and basically was lodged in the back hip. So a full length body, and the entrance and exit. I mean, the entrance hole. There was no exit because it was in the back hip. But
70 pounds, or what were you pulling?
70 pounds. Yeah, it was much larger than the broadhead. She ran 60 yards and piled up. Like it was incredible. The T2 has been one badass two blade broadhead.
Well, next time you come, you gotta bring some elk meat.
What does it mean to be unrivaled? To be unrivaled isn't about winning a trophy. It's about putting in the hours that nobody else sees. To be unrivaled isn't just a choice, it's a lifestyle. It's to push yourself to be your best day in and day out. Cast Bowstrings. Be unrivaled.
Guys, enjoy the rest of launch day with Prime. Check out their website. Check out all the videos online right now for this. There's a ton going on. And, get to your shop and shoot this. I'm telling you, this is going to be an eye-turner, a totally different feel, I'm sure, and just a beautiful bow. So, Brian, thanks as usual, man. Appreciate you guys.
Go check it out.
Thank you for tuning into the show today. We hope you had a good time. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button and like button where you can. You can find us all over every platform. And don't forget to join our membership programs and have a lot of fun with the community here and have a chance to win some really cool products. We'll see you soon.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.